Previously on Algoa FM.
Algoa FM with the sounds of James Brown. The song's called I Got You. And I got the privilege of catching up with international queen of dance and house music, Robin S. earlier. She is, in fact, making her way to Fairview Sports Centre next week, Saturday, the 4th of October. I kicked off by asking her about her stay in South Africa.
Oh, wonderful. I'm home. I'm home. I always feel like I'm home when I'm here.
Fantastic.
So it feels wonderful to be here again.
Your song, Show Me Love, became an anthem that still fills dance floors worldwide. How does it feel knowing your music has influenced multiple generations?
Honestly, I feel very honored. You know, I feel honored to have had this run as long as I have on this song. And it feels good when I look at the generations and see young people, young adults, women, men in their 30s and 40s, and then you have the elderly people, you know, seniors rather, not elderly, but senior people, remembering what brought them joy and what made them happy.
Robin, looking back, did you ever imagine the global impact your music would have?
Absolutely not. I had no idea. None whatsoever. I was like, okay, so I'm finished. Let's see where it goes. Throw it up against the wall and see where it lands. So it was never, I never had any great expectations.
Sure. Well, I've seen the crowd response in Johannesburg. Tomorrow night, you're in Cape Town. Next Saturday, Algoa Country. What could fans expect from this premier performance you were putting on in the Nelson Mandela Bay area?
A lot of fun. You know, if you can't have fun doing what you love to do, then it makes no sense to do it, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I have fun on stage. I am a quiet type person, one-on-one and in person. But when I'm on stage, I come alive. So I want to have fun. So it's all about having fun. It's not a concert that Robin has put on. It's a concert that people have paid to see. So it's not just a Robin S. concert. It's all of us.
It's the people's party.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You've inspired many artists. What advice would you give to new singers trying to break into the industry today?
Learn the industry. Learn it first. Because it could be as nice as you want it to be, or it can be as mean as it normally is. Yeah. There's a lot of snakes in the grass, and you know, I always tell people, I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Amen.
There's a lot of snakes in the grass. There's a lot of not so nice people, and there's a lot of people that don't mean you well. So you have to learn to have a discerning spirit. You have to pray for a discerning spirit, and what makes you turn your head to the side or question, it's probably not good for you.
Amen to that. Are you working on any new music or projects that fans should look forward to?
Absolutely. I have a single that has already dropped, and I have another one that's dropping on the 8th of November. So sometimes you don't hear anything. I like being like a stealth jet, you know, flying under the radar and working on my stuff, and then all of a sudden everything just comes out at one time. I like doing that. I don't need to be in the public's eye all the time. I am that type of person. So, you know, when you carry yourself that way, then that's how you like to do business.
Excellent. We are so looking forward to the 4th of October, next week, Saturday, to host you in Algoa Country. Thank you so much for joining me on The Lunch Show this afternoon.
You are quite welcome. Anytime.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.